有非常好的安慰。耶稣说，我喜欢仁爱胜过祭献。他意思就是说，我们每一次的祈祷的背后都加上我们爱心的行动，单单是祭献而无心无意，这意思就是说那种爱情在里面的话，这个祭献呢天主都未必悦纳。所以我们每一次参与弥撒的时候呢，要谨记在生活里面，你还有些东西未摆得低的话呢，还是有些怀恨的话呢，记得耶稣另外都讲过啦，当你地到祭台献祭的时候，记得有人得罪你，你要先跟他修好，然后来献你的祭献。他说你得罪人，是人家得罪你，都先跟他修好，那你的祭献呢是一个全心的奉献，否则呢就是表面的功夫。所以这一点呢，是我们真正的祭献呢，是你自己 改变你自己的行径，不是人家，不是你有没有得罪人，就算人家得罪你呢，你都算不收好。如果没有收好的话呢，我们祭献呢是不够分的。我们不是真的祭献，你祭献你加上你自己。我们每次弥撒祭献，我们领圣体的时候，是领这个十字架上基督的肉身宝血嘛，我和他一起的血脉一起的呼吸。所以这一点呢，我们要小谨记。今天那个第一篇呢，出谷记呢，这个可以说 是无论是犹太人或者基督徒呢，个巴斯卦的纪念日呢都很有意思。个 Pasqua 呢，其实个原意就是打击咁解，因为当时打击嗰啲长子啊嘛，嗰啲换味冇血嗰啲咧，就全部守生者咧，天主都打击佢哋，即杀死佢哋，使到以色列人咧，因为个埃及王唔俾嗰啲以色列人离开埃及境啊嘛，咁啊最后十个灾祸都唔变到嗰个埃及王嘅心，最后连埃及王的仔都受害，他才逼不得已放这些以色列人。即背后那个故事就是说，天主怎敢爱惜他的子民。那今天我们都是天主的子民，天主一定也都帮我们在各方面患难里面呢，使我能够行正的路。所以这点呢，我们确认天主是我们的方向，我们不要怀疑天主不在我们身边，他是带动的，是可以有很多机会让我们能够死心革面的。 So Pasqua is Hebrew word from kind of striking. Passover is an English name, but striking is the original meaning. Striking the firstborn because they don'tPharaoh didn't allow the Hebrew people to go out from the country. So that's God is giving a helping hand. And today, God is helping us, each one of us. So he also in the gospel said, God loves charity more than sacrifice. And Jesus once says, when you come to the altar, remember someone against you, put down your gifts, reconcile with the person, and then come back for an offering. So our offering is always included our change of heart, metanoia. If there's no change of heart, our offering is a kind of just halfway. What we need today, especially today, because we received the communion,receive the body and blood of Christ, we live his life. He died for others. So if we don't live for others, we don't put out the first action to reconcile with others, then when we receive the communion, this only doesn't mean anything, because we, when you say we receive the blessed sacraments, we live His life, and His life is nothing else but the sacrifice on the cross.